To be in the house with some saints today, I cannot say enough. If you're grateful for today, can you praise God?
Amen.
You know, I tell you what, we're going to pray. I am set to go. Before I pray, I got to say thank you to everyone here. I'm looking for my mother. She's not here today.
I meant to say during prayer request, she wasn't feeling well, so she decided not to come down this weekend. So let's remember Barbara in prayer.
All right, we'll do that. If she comes to Ron on next Sunday, you let her know.
I should be here. I'm sorry.
You got a favorite. Okay. Pray with me, saints. Father God, we thank you, God. We thank you, God, that we can laugh in the house of God. God, we laugh because, God, we know where our joy is. Our joy is in Christ. God is a name, God, that makes every other name kneel. Every other name has to bow down. Cancer has to bow down. That depression has to bow down. Fear has to bow down. Father God, fear is roaming through our nation and through our world. And the only name that can rebuff this is Jesus. It is Jesus, we say right now. It is Jesus for everything that's going on. The characters are the same and the answer is still the same. For all things and everything, Christ is the answer. It is Christ we call now. For our children, Christ. For our marriage, Christ. For our nation, Christ. Help us, Father God, to be Christ-centered. Center. The center of our life now, Father, is you. It is not a political party. It is not a person. Our King is King of all kings. Our God is God of all gods. There is none like you. God, we are going to learn to worship you. If we don't, God, we will perish. So today, God, we begin the praise. To God be the glory. 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 To God be the glory for all that he has done. Bless us now, God. Because now we have to live it. Give a word that can bless someone. How do we live it out when we don't feel it? How do we live a life and not be a hypocrite and not be real? Help us, God. Guide us. Give a word. This is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 My brothers and my sisters, if as time is what it is, and I wish I had more of it, I'm just going to get to the crux of it. I'm going to ask you to meet me in James chapter 3. It is James. If there was a book that was comparable to the Old Testament, it would be the book of Proverbs. James is giving us, how do we live this life as Christians? Is there a way? Does James have a word? And I would say yes. When you find it, James chapter 3. This is a very famous verse. I think and every mother in this room has done this, or every son or daughter has had this done to them. You'll love the title. James chapter 3, starting at verse 1. Let me in your hearing, hear these words. My brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment. For we all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle the whole body. Indeed, we put bits in horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn their whole body. Look also a ship. Although they are so large and driven by fierce winds, they are turned by a very small rudder wherever the pilot desire. Even so, the tongue is a little member of and boasts great things. See how great a force lights a fire and a fire kindles. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set amongst our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fires the courses of nature, and it sets on fire by hell. For every kind of beast and every bird and reptile and creature of the sea is tamed and has been tamed by mankind, but no man can tame the tongue. It is unruly, evil, full of deadly poison. With it we bless our God and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in the similitude of God. Out of many mouths proceed blessings and curses, my brethren. These things ought not be so. Whew. What would I put a title to the text for those words? Well, I didn't choose the title. I didn't even choose the text. To God be the glory. My title is Watch Your Mouth. Watch your mouth. Come with me now to the book of James. The book of James is nothing but a book that tells Christians who are struggling, wherever you are, you have to grow up. You have to grow up. You are not children in the sense that you've been in this Christian walk a little while now. Amen?
Amen.
You've been walking with God a little while, and you can't walk the same way. Somewhere down the line, you have to mature. This book is nothing but a book, a textbook of how does a Christian walk and act mature. James starts out in verse 1 saying, he warns us, be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. Maturity. Then James talks about the truth in your actions, but now he's moving to our mouths. Has anyone in this room ever had your mother say, watch your... Raise your hand. I know the room. I can trust it. Has anyone ever got slapped in your mouth because you didn't watch your mouth? Well, this is a message for you today. I mean, you can say this all day long. Watch your mouth. Why would I say that? And the first point is this, and this is for someone. You don't need to hold a position if you are not holding God's hand. You do not need a position, especially in the church, if you are not holding God's hand. The Bible would say, my brethren, let many of you become teachers, knowing that they shall receive a stricter judgment. James is saying that he's giving a warning. It's a warning for men, like you said, Pastor, men and women who want to get in a position solely to be seen. This is a warning. It's a warning because, you see, there's a couple of things about the truth. See, the truth, you got to understand it. But see, the truth, you got to share it. But then also you too have to be obedient to the truth.
Amen.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
You got to walk the walk and talk the talk. The truth will make you do this. You see, this is where everyone isn't called to be a teacher.
Right.
Jeremiah would say that they threw him in jail and they told him to shut up because they didn't like his words. But he said, I couldn't keep it to myself.
Right.
That it was like fire in my bones. Yes. And someone knows what that feels like. You know when people tell you to be quiet, but something inside you says, I've got to say this.
Yes, hallelujah.
You know what I'm talking about. When someone says, don't say anything, leave it alone. You're like, I can't do it. I just can't do it. And your wife's like, shut up. You don't say it. You're like, I got something to say. This is a word for someone to hear this because you're not wrong. You just have to watch your mouth and how you say it. Being a teacher is a calling. It's not about prestige because it's accountability. There's something about the different types of teachers. Christ ran into this in Matthew 15:1. Matthew 15:1 tells the stories of the Pharisees coming against Christ and saying, why do your disciples do this? They go against the rules and traditions of our fathers.
Yes.
Christ says, why do you go against the commandments? I was like, whoa. The Pharisees are worried about tradition. Christ is worried about the commandments. In verse 7, he calls them hypocrites. He says, Isaiah says, you see but have no eyes. The disciples said something special. They said, Jesus, do you not know that you offended them? And he said, let them be, for they are blind leaders, and they will fall in the ditch. What am I saying? 2021, we have many blind leaders who are not trying to follow God. What they're following, and let's break this down. When you look at a false teacher, one of the first things that you can tell a false teacher is this. They're not holding God's hand. They want to hold a position, and they want to tell everybody what to do. Authoritarian. It has to be my way. If it's not my way, no, there is no if. It will be my way. Then you have a greedy teacher. A greedy leader who says, all I want to do is build and see what I can accomplish. But if God is not glorified, it matters not. Then you have the one that says, I answer to no one. I don't care how small or how big it is, as long as I can do whatever I want to do. And then you have a rational teacher. No matter how it goes, they're always in the right. They're never wrong. Scripture may say one thing, but if they say what it is, then guess what it is. But James is asking for real teachers. James is saying, if there is a man or woman who's called by God, then you will know, you will answer to God, that if you're holding God's hand, sometimes as Christians you get it wrong. Amen? Has anyone ever made a mistake before? Have you ever had to apologize before?
Yeah.
That's how you know that you're really walking with God. Because there, well, let me ask the question, is there a perfect person? Then this is a word for you. Watch your mouth, but keep your hand in His hand. James would say these words, if any among you thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, he deceives his own heart. That's James 1:26. You see, there's power in words is what we're really getting to. Why James is saying, you can't say everything you feel. There's power in words. There's power in words. We grew up, or I grew up, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That's not true. That is not true. A mother who tells her child, I wish you were never born, the child will never forget. A child who curses out their parents will never forget. You telling yourself that you're stupid, and you telling yourself you're dumb, you telling yourself that you're ugly, that hurts. There's power in words. A mother saying, I hate the day that you were born, there's power in words. A child saying, I love you, but I hate you, there's power in words. If a judge says that you're guilty, there's power in words. If a judge says that you're not guilty, there's power. If a police officer says, have a good day, there's power in words. But if a police officer says, hold up your hands, there's power in words. If a boss says congratulations, there's power in words. If a boss says you're fired, well, I'm not going to do that. But anyway, there's still power in words. So why do I say this? Watch your mouth. There was a man who was fishing one day, and he wasn't a good fisherman. My mom was sitting there, so I'd usually look at her, so I'm going to look at you. And so he fished for like 7 hours. And he didn't catch anything. Then all of a sudden, he caught this little fish, and he was down there, and he's looking at it, and two ladies walk by and says, that's a shame. You're going to keep that little fish. And he says, well, if he wouldn't have opened his mouth, I wouldn't have. What am I saying? Yeah. Watch your mouth. If you don't want to get caught in an argument with your wife, watch your mouth. You don't want to get in an argument with your sisters or brothers, watch your mouth. If you don't want to get fired from your job, watch your mouth. My second point is really, really simple. Your tongue is a tool. In the wrong hands, it can cause pain. Why watch your mouth? Because your tongue is a tool. The Bible would say, even so, the tongue is a little member. And this is verse 5. And it boasts of things, and see how a great force is kindled by it. The world's biggest troublemaker is only 11 ounces. And that is your tongue. Large ships are controlled by rudders. Large animals can be controlled with bits in their mouths. But a man or woman who cannot control their mouth will ruin their family, ruin their marriage, ruin their life. And this is interesting. We as Christians have a problem with alcohol. But let me bless you. The Bible only mentions 19 times about not drinking. But the Bible says 69 times about watching your mouth. Alcohol may destroy some things, but a man or woman who cannot control their tongue can ruin a nation, can ruin a marriage, can ruin everything in their path. The Bible would say out of Proverbs 13:3, whoever guards his mouth preserves his life. James 1:26, if any man thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, he deceives his heart. 1 Peter 3:10, whoever desires to love life and sees good, let him keep his tongue from evil. Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Colossians 4:6, let every speech always be graciously seasoned with salt. Proverbs 10:19, when words are many, transgressions is not lacking, but whoever restrains his lips is prudent. And it goes on and on and on. Have you ever gotten upset in your life with a red light, with a situation that went awry? This is a word for you. You have the potential to set fires. You are a fire starter. You see, 6,574 fires have been started in California in the last 3 years. 1.4 million acres destroyed. But I need to bless you. More marriages have been destroyed because of people who did not know how to watch their mouths. Churches have split because people didn't know how to watch their mouths. First, they don't come to church, they stop talking, they stop serving, and then they walk away from God. What am I saying? If you don't learn to watch your mouth, what you're really doing is defiling things. You're burning something, you're scorching something. You defile your home where people don't even want to come home. You defile the church where people don't feel comfortable in the church. You, even in the grocery store, you can't even be satisfied if someone gets in front of you. Somehow that causes a problem on your job, in traffic, wherever you go. If you cannot control your mouth, it seems like every time there's a problem, the one common denominator is me. There's a story about a young man. His father tried to teach him a lesson about it. He says, every time you say something bad or think something bad, I want you to go and put a nail in the fence. And by the time he's all over, the fence was just layered with nails. And he says, I don't like what I see. And he says, well, every time you don't do it and restrain your mouth, pull a nail out. And he did. He was so proud. And he told his father, look, after 2 years, I've gotten the nails out. And his father says, but look at the hole still. You can say sorry for what you did, but people never forget what you said. That goes for fathers. That goes for mothers. Every child remembers what you said. Watch your mouth. Let me give you my last point and I get out of your way. It's real simple. You should watch your mouth because you're going to have to give account for this life. Everything you said. Verse 10, and this is my best verse. Out of so many mouths proceed blessings and curses. Many brethren, these things ought not be so. This verse is really coming from or in remembrance to Matthew 12:33. Matthew 12:33 tells a story when Jesus Christ was having a conversation. He was having a conversation with some Pharisees, and this is what it says is, either Jesus said, either make the tree good or make the tree good and the tree put forth good fruit, or either make the tree bad and the tree bring forth bad fruit. And he called them a brood of vipers, being evil but speaking good things. A good man out of good treasures of his heart bring forth good things, and an evil man out of evil treasures bring forth evil things. But I say to you that every idle word men speak, they will give an account in the day of judgment. I'll repeat that. But I say unto thee, every idle word that you speak, you will give an account for. I need to let you know something, that every person speaks an average of 3,500 words per day. That's almost like a book. So for your life, somewhere in heaven, there's a library with everything that you said. So what am I saying? I need you to understand, you need to watch your mouth because God is eavesdropping on you. God is listening to everything you say to your wife, to your children, on your job. But he's listening to what you say to yourself. 2 Chronicles 16:9, for the eye of the Lord runs through and fro whom he can show himself to, who God can help. In Job 1:8, there's a story where God says, told Satan, have you seen my servant? That must mean one thing. God is watching you. Can I bless someone? You're on display. You're on display, not only to the world, but God is watching everything you say. You think that you're keeping it secret. You're not. everything you do. So let me give you an opportunity to bless God. If God's been good to you, can you get up and praise Him? Amen. Can you get up and give God a hand clap of praise? If He's worthy, hey, if God is watching you, if this is the one day, and you know God is watching, because like little kids, we act good when our parents are around. I thank God for today. You can be seated. But this is what I'm saying. God is watching you. A story of a little girl going to church with her father. Wasn't your kid. Don't worry about it. They went out, went to church. Church was great. Went to dinner, and they're sitting at Ryan's, and the father says, Lord, bless the food, and just thank God for everything that's happened. God, you've been good. Lord, we just give you all the praise and all the honor. He said, amen. Everybody started eating. And then once everybody started eating, the pastor had a horrible sermon. Oh, my God, the choir sang like a bunch of chickens. Oh, my God, did you see what that guy was wearing? And she's still cheating on that other guy. And he just, father went on and on and on. He was gossiping more than his wife was. And guess what his daughter did? Lily said, Dad. He says, what is it, Lily? Did God hear your prayer? Yeah, of course. God heard my prayer, Lily. Okay, so God heard you. Yeah. Dad. Yes, Lily. What is it? God heard your prayer, right? Yeah. Did He hear what you said after that? Yeah. Which one did he believe, Dad? What am I saying? God is listening. This life, one day you're going to go in what we call a bema seat, and you will be judged for what you've done. Not for what your sister did, what your brother did, what your mother did, but what you did. I want to let you know that God does not like what He sees. Someone has got to make a decision. Either you're a Christian or not. Either you're a Christian or not. Are you a Christian? Yes or no? Are there any Christians in here? Yes. Are there any Christians in here? Yes. Hallelujah. Are there any Christians in here? Yes. Hallelujah. I'll try it again. Because it looks like you get a... I was saying the Cowboys or the... Don't say... Are the Redskins, you know what I'm saying? Are there any Christians in here?
Yes.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. There are Christians in here. Then let me bless you. The only way you can be a true Christian is you got to be planted. And let me tell you how you can be planted. Do you pray? Are there any praying Christians?
Amen.
Are there any praying Christians?
Amen.
My brothers and my sisters, can I tell you one thing? I want you to start praying because God is listening to you.
Yeah.
I want you to start praying because God is listening to you. That God is listening. Tell God about your situation. Tell God about what's going on. But don't complain about what's going on. Tell God about what's going on. The Bible would say that if God is listening, then you would have to believe this. 1 Corinthians 13:11 says this. When I was a child, I spake as a child. But when I was an adult, I put childish things away. And guess what I'm telling someone? As a Christian, you have a God who's so great, who's listening to you. And all He wants you to do is be on display right now.
Amen.
If the world is ending, are there any Christians?
Yeah.
Is there anyone who's able to stand up and say, I serve God. I don't care about what's going on. God be glorified. God be glorified. I don't care about anything else because my Father is watching.
Yes, amen.
This is one of the scariest things because what Christ is only saying, and even it's out of Matthew 12:34, out of the abundance of the heart does the mouth speak. Whatever you're saying is really what's in your heart.
Right.
Do you really hate your children? If you don't, then don't say things. If you really love your wife, sometimes, my wife asks me all the time, does this look good on me? One time I thought I'd be honest, and then guess what? She went go shopping. So guess what? I am never honest. Whatever you say, it is whatever you say it is. What am I saying? Words lead to deeds. Whatever your words are is where you're really going. If you say, I love my wife, then your actions should show, I love my wife. If you say, I hate my brother, then guess what your actions will show? Words leads to deeds. Because the words that you're speaking are really coming from your heart. It's Luke 6, a good man out of treasure of his heart bring forth good. An evil man, whatever's in your heart. And that's what's wrong with our country.
Yes.
What's in our hearts? I want to tell someone, when we were a little kid, at least me, one time I had to wash my mouth out with soap. And it didn't taste good. I don't think we need to wash our mouths out with soap. I think we need to wash our minds. I would say this. I think that Romans 12:2 would say that we not be conformed by this world, but we be transformed by the renewing of our minds. What am I saying? I'm telling someone, if you really want to get your life together, stop watching so much TV and watching the news. Meditate on the Word of God.
Amen.
Hey, somebody. Meditate on the Word of God. Amen. If you want to be godly, look, read the Word of God. Yes. Meditate on the Word of God. Memorize the Word of God. Write down the Word of God. Speak the Word of God. But I got one better. What I need you to do is control your thoughts. I need what you to do, 2 Corinthians, casting down every imagination, everything. Everyone has a reel in their head saying what they are and who they are. But I want you to tell people and I want you to tell the world who God says you are. I don't care what you think you are. You are a child of God. You are blessed. You are called. You are anointed. I want you to think what God thinks you are.
Yes.
Because once you think that, then guess what you'll do? You'll act it. If you think you're a good father, you'll act it. If you think you're a good mother, you'll act it. But if you think you're a bad one, you'll act it. I'm saying these quick words. Be careful what you feed your mind. What you watch on TV, what you read, the music you listen to. You become what you feed your mind. So I'm going to do this for you real quick, and I want you to say amen to whatever I say if you just want to bless me real quick. And because I love amen. That you're blessed.
Amen.
That you're loved.
Amen.
That you're courageous.
Amen.
That you're redeemed.
Amen.
That you're a masterpiece.
Amen.
That you're handpicked.
Amen.
That you're secure.
Amen.
That you're a friend of God.
Amen.
You're a citizen of heaven.
Amen.
You're free.
Amen.
You're victorious.
Amen.
You're chosen.
Amen.
You're forgiven. You're an ambassador of God, and you didn't say it loud enough, so let's try it again. That you're a believer.
Amen.
That you're blessed.
Amen.
That you're loved.
Amen.
That you're courageous.
Amen.
That you're redeemed.
Amen.
That you're a masterpiece.
Amen.
That you're handpicked.
Amen.
That you're secure. That you're a friend of God.
Amen.
That you're a citizen of heaven.
Amen.
That you're free.
Amen.
That you're victorious.
Amen.
That you're chosen.
Amen.
That you're forgiven.
Amen.
That you're an ambassador of God.
Amen.
Somebody give God praise.
Amen.
Amen.
But if Mom were here, we'd do this together. There was a man that was being called by the President of the United States to be decorated. Vietnam veteran. Old man. 80 years old. But wore all of his medals. And all these medals on his chest. And everyone wanted to ask one question. What would make one man like him, who was like my size, win all these trophies? When he got the mic, he said, I need to tell the story. I need to give credit to the person who helped me become who I am. And they thought he was going to say his mother. And he says, when I was getting ready to go to the war, it was my father who took me outside to the barn and he prayed for me. And my father looked at me for the first time with tears in his eyes and he says, do you trust me? And he said, my father never lied to me. And my father says, you are coming back from this war. You hear me? You make us proud. You are coming back from this war. I will see you when you get back, but you make us proud. He said, because his father told him this, when the war started, no matter how bad it was, he never doubted because he remembered what his father said. You are coming back from this war. Hundreds of men were saved because this man, no matter how down he was, he risked his life every time. And people were saying, Joe, you're crazy. He says, no, I'm covered. He says, how? My father told me I'm coming back. So every time, every situation, when people stop and they're like, we're good. He says, no, there's more people there. He kept
were saved, and everyone was so surprised. He said, Joe, you're a great man. No one ever knew what Joe's secret was. He believed his father. I'd like you to stand now. I got a question. Do you believe your father?
Yes.
This will not kill you. You are called. You are anointed.
Yes.
He is calling you home, but you will not go. Perfect timing.
I didn't do that.
I'm scared.
Yeah, no.
You are an ambassador for God. Whatever you're supposed to do, you haven't done it yet. But you still have something to do.
That's right.
That's why you're here.
Amen.
There is someone you have to save. Because your father's already saved you. He promised you, you will make it through this.
Yes.
So right now, I need to tell you who your father is. Your father was tried by a court.
Yeah.
They tried him because he was innocent and because he was pure. And you have to be innocent. And you have to be pure. They spit on him, they slapped him, but he never said anything. So when the world treats you bad, your father wants you to understand the servant is no greater than the master. Your father had nails put in his hands, and he never said a mumbling word. So when the world tries to persecute you, your father will say right now, he's with you. You want the world to be easier, but God has given you power to withstand hell.
Amen.
You don't understand whose child you are. You are a child of God.
Yes.
You are a child of God.
Amen.
The nails and the pain and everything else is proof you will survive this.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
This is your trial. The question is, can you watch your mouth? Can God be glorified? If Christ could go to the cross and glorify his Father, can you go through what you're going through in 2021 for your Father?
Amen.
Can you be what God has called you to be? You're on display. The world is watching.
Yes.
If you can't be a Christian, who can? You want someone else to blame when God has charged you to be the light of the world. He died so you could have light in you. That's the purpose of your life. It is not your job. It is not your family. You are a representative of a kingdom that's yet to come. You are God's finest. The world will never love you. But your father loves you.
Amen.
And I pray that's enough.
Yes.
Because if it's not, you have a sad journey. Mm. If you love God and God has blessed you, can you praise your father?
Amen.
For the life you've got right now, that can you praise God? That I thank God for the life I have right now, for what he's doing, how he's doing it, because that is the call.
Amen.
So we open up the doors of the church. That if anyone needs to pray for strength, come.
Yeah.
Pray for whatever it is. This will not be easy. This right now. The world is falling apart. The ocean is dying. The nation is more divided than it's ever been.
Right.
But that's not the problem. The problem is, are you saved?
Yeah.
Are you a Christian?
Man.
Are you the light of the world?
Yes.
God puts you here not to play with toys. God puts you here to be a light.
Amen. Yes.
So I ask you now, if the kingdom wants you to come pray, would you come pray?
Yes, sir.
Can we get you to pray?
Yeah.
Will you come and pray for your nation that God can see you? Will you come and pray, or do you want to sit there and be divided? The kingdom of God is not divided. We are one people, many races, but we are God's chosen. We are chosen for this time. Nothing is wrong with the day. God is still glorified. God is still great. This is the best day of our life.
Amen.
Can we pray?
Amen.
Please come. Let's pray. We pray together. We do not pray apart. We are one people, one body. That's all we are. You will be judged. But be judged rightly. Say, God, when you called me, I came. That's the story of your life. When you heard the gospel, did you come? Did you deny him? That's all the gospel is. You, beloved, are Noah's, telling everyone, the world's going to end, come on in. And people will laugh at you. They'll spit on you. But will you stop? Will you keep telling the world about Christ? The saddest thing is to see a Christian walk away because of what happened in the physical. Everything that matters now is spiritual. What's inside of you? That God, this life will not be judged on how the world saw you, because God sees you as you really are. And all God is looking for is a Noah. If it's not, when the doors close, you will not give in. And that's the gospel. This is your time. You will not have another time to be the light of the world. Why would we need light if there's nothing but light out? What's the point of it? You need light at night. It's nighttime, church.
Amen.
It's nighttime. There's not one corner of our world that's not in chaos. Have you settled who you are? Are you saved? Are you a child of God?
Oh.
And guess what you do now? Shine.
Man.
Shine!
Absolutely. You know, I listen to you, brother. I love it. I'm thinking for a minute all the time. 6:31. 6:31.
It has to be. What's your son's name? Nicholas. Guess what? You're going to drive your daddy crazy. But guess what? It has to be that way. Because guess what? When he's older, you're going to have to wheel him around and he's going to drive you crazy. It has to be this way. It has to be. Saints of God, let us pray now. Not for the world to change, but for us to be changed and be these creatures that God has called us to be. For anyone who's in Christ, hey, somebody! I'm not what I used to be.
Right.
I'm not. My past is not my identity. My past is nothing but that. Something I transitioned from, what I'm going to be transitioning to, I don't even know. You don't even know what God wants you to be. Let us pray. Father, I thank you. I thank you for your army. For there are men and women who don't realize that they hold the power of heaven in their very own mouth. That they can call down you and the power of God in their speech. I pray now, Father, as the world is forcing them to use what's inside of them, I pray, Father, that it be you that they call. That they call on the name of Jesus. For at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess. you are Lord. So, Father, let us be the first to bow. We bow to your will. This world is not what we want it to be, but thy will be done. That we will not run contrary to your word, but we will run in contrast to the world and be the light of the world. Father, we didn't think it would happen like this, but it is happening like this. Help us to be what you want us to be.
Yes.
No one has the same vocation, but we all have the same charge.
Yeah.
To be representatives of you. Help us now to watch our mouth.
Yes.
To not hurt people, to crush people, but to love people.
Yes.
But God, we only hurt people because we've been hurt.
Yes.
So God, I pray for the pain that has happened in our lives, that you can remove it. That it all had a purpose, that if it got us to this point,
yes,
somewhere down the line, God, we can say thank you for the pain. Thank you for everything that's happened to us, because if it makes us be able to find Christ and one day we'll be in heaven, that you'll call us home, then God, we can say thank you for everything that has happened that has led to this point, because if this is the cost, if this is what it's going to take for me to live a life in glory, then bring that to me. This is our charge.
Yes.
This is our cross.
Yes.
So we pray now, God, that we can walk this, live this, be this, that you say that we are ambassadors, telling the world, everyone, boys, girls, men, women, about a Savior who died,
yes,
but rose again, yes, and is on the right hand of the Father. And will come again one day. That came as a lamb. But next time he'll come as a lion.
Yes.
We pray now, Father, for your will.
Yes.
That you would infuse us with the Spirit to hold our tongue. But just to talk to you.
Yes.
And to know that this life will not go unpunished. That you are watching us. But that gives us confidence to say that God is with me. Wherever I go, in every situation, stage four cancer, God is with me. Divorce, God is with me. Children walking out, God is with me. My mind is losing itself, God is with me.
Yes.
When I'm all alone, God is with me.
Yes.
So Father, at the end of it all,
yes,
we say you're enough. You're enough, Father God. We love you. All we want to do is be like Adam and Eve in the garden. We just need you to walk with us. No one else. Bless us now. Keep us now. For whatever problem other than that, it's not a problem. If God be for me, who can be against me? This is our prayer. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody give God prayer.
Thank
you. Hallelujah, God! It will never be easy. It will never be. These are the darkest days, and they are not even finished getting darker.
That's right.
You have to be the light. You have to be. There is no other way. And if that doesn't make you, I'm sorry. But Jesus Christ bear the cross alone, and all the world will free. No. No. There's a cross for you. For you. For you. For you. For you.
Yes.
For you. For you.
Yeah.
For you. For you. For you. And for you. For you. You. And even you. But even me too. God bless you, saints. God bless you. I love you. Oh my goodness. Hey! Oh, come here, brother. Oh, bless. Hold up that light.